The 1918 influenza pandemic killed about 50 million people worldwide. Historian David Pomplis wrote his master's thesis on the impact of that health crisis on small towns across western New York. He says that in rural areas around Rochester, health officials found powerful advocates in a surprising place. WXXI's Brenda Tremblay reports.
David Pomplis's fascination with the 1918 pandemic was fueled by letters passed down through his family from his great-grandmother, Catherine Brookins Hinman, in the village of Dansville in Livingston County.
And her husband had written a letter basically saying, I'm going to have to leave Dansville. I'm going to move away because pretty soon everybody's going to be dead. He had just recently lost his mother and his brother to the 1918 influenza as well.
Pomplis says such letters and newspaper accounts echo the anguish the families endured as the infection tore through rural western New York.
The language being used was also coming out of World War I, the sort of wartime dialogue as the flu being sort of like this outside invader that we as a people have to come together to combat.
To do that, public health officials, such as town doctors, urged people to self-quarantine and wear gauze masks. And Pomplis says they found strong allies among the clergy.
There were a lot of faith-based leaders, church leaders and pastors, who sort of framed the epidemic in religious terms and actually argued in favor of things like quarantining because, you know, if you're quarantining or, following these health guidelines, you're not only saving your life, but you're saving other people's lives, which means you are doing God's work.
Faith ministers framed quarantining as an opportunity to strengthen the family unit, to become closer, and to practice one's faith together. In rural areas, social distancing worked, survival rates went up, and the infection rates went down. But the Dansville newspaper published an ominous graphic when a second wave of infections hit in the winter of 1918.
It's the Grim Reaper, and he's holding the calendar, and he's switching the year from 1918 to 1919, and it's the Grim Reaper. So you can tell that it really started to take a psychological toll on people, and it was starting to be viewed very cryptically toward the end of the second wave.
You can see that picture and find a link to David Pomplis's master's thesis on the 1918 influenza epidemic at wxxinews.org. I'm Brenda Tremblay, WXXI News.